Roadman, today I want to talk to you about three training sessions that you need to be incorporating into your cyclocross training. Let's cue that intro!
The big question is this: how do we use cycling as a tool to improve our health, our happiness, and our longevity? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Anthony Walsh, and welcome to the Roadman Podcast.
Roadman, let's talk cyclocross. We haven't talked cyclocross all too often on this podcast. And believe it or not, I've coached a couple of lads onto national championship podiums in the cyclocross. So I said, you know what, I would give you the benefit of my cyclocross wisdom. No, in all seriousness, there is some cyclocross sessions that I want to talk to you about, but the reason I want to talk to you about them is to showcase the idea of how we create sessions and the importance of breaking down and reverse engineering the demands of racing and then building that into our training. And cyclocross, because everyone's racing at the moment, is a very apt way to do this. I've never been good at learning in the abstract, so it's easier for me to take something like cyclocross and then break down a training session and apply it, and then it's easier for me to explain it to you guys. So if you think about training, the demands of our training as we get closer to a race should mimic the demands of that race closer and closer. So by that I mean training nearly needs to become like a race or a specific element of the race as you get close to the race. So today I want to talk about three specific sessions that you can use for cyclocross. And as I'm talking about these sessions, think to yourself, what is the demand in my event and how can I reverse engineer and break that down for next year so I start working more on the demands of my event? Because there's nothing funnier than seeing a rider who rides around training, 2x20 minute threshold efforts and tempo stuff all year round and 15, 20 hours a week endurance, and then they go into the local criterium and they're like blown out their ass. Why are they blown out their ass? Because their training hasn't mimicked the demands of that event. They go into the first corner at 1200 watts, they're heavy on the brakes, back to 0 watts, and they're sprinting out the corner at 1200 watts again. They haven't done this once in training. They've been riding steady state. That's not what racing is. You need to mimic the demands. So with cyclocross, the first one I want to talk about, it's a front-loaded effort. So by front-loaded, what I mean is, and this is something that I will practice a lot in season as well, specifically if I'm targeting races with hills in them. Because if you think about your racing up a 10-minute climb, you're not racing up a 10-minute climb. You're racing the first minute of that climb, almost full gas for position, and then you're racing a threshold up the climb or above threshold up the climb. But to go out and try and mimic that by riding, 3x10 at threshold isn't going to work. It's the exact same in cyclocross. It's a threshold style effort, the race, but it's juxtaposed with full minute gas efforts, which the effect these have on the body is loading the legs of lactate, and then the body has to figure out how to clear this lactate and then work at threshold. So a session I love to prepare riders for cross season, it's called front-loaded efforts. So in a 60-minute session, you're going to do 3 10-minute efforts, and they're going to be broken up as 1 minute full gas, 9 minutes zone 4. So you're going to find a climb, and you're going to ride the first minute full stick, and then you're going to ride 9 minutes at threshold up the climb. So what this does is it loads the legs full of lactate and it forces the body, that lactate clearance system, to figure out how to clear the lactate while also at a level where lactate threshold is where clearance and production are equal to each other. So it's figuring out how to clear excess lactate while right on the brink of its capacity as well. It's an absolutely brilliant session. The second session I'd recommend, it's Bartley efforts. And this is after a iconic, famous legend of the sport, Gino Bartley, who's an amazing book called The Road to Valor. If anyone hasn't read it, one of my favorite cycling books, where he's talking about smuggling World War II forged documents for the Jews through enemy lines, just so the Jews won't be executed. And he smuggles them through in his top tube. It's absolutely brilliant book. So Bartley efforts are, and I'd recommend you go out for a session, start off at maybe 3 days and work up to 5 days. So it's a 7-minute effort. The first 4 minutes of a Bartley effort are a low cadence zone 3 effort. So low cadence is 50 to 60 RPM for 4 minutes in zone 3, and you finish off with 3 minutes zone 4 above 110 RPM. So what you're doing is you're getting going from hard to very hard with that change of intensity. And this is going to mimic a lot of the changes in terrain that we get in cross races, going from muck, where we're really bogged down and we're just doing our best to get through it, but also we're working very, very hard to getting out into the softer stuff and accelerating to get that gap, to get that separation from the group we've been slogging through the muck with. And the third one, which I recommend for cyclocross, it's actually running, because it's race replication. So many riders go into cross and they have never ran. We're great bike riders, but they haven't ran. So start practicing, and running needs to, again, mimic the type of running you're doing in the race. You're not getting off your bike and jogging 7k in the race. You're getting off your bike, shouldering it, and sprinting for 400 meters. So make your run similar to that. Instead of going out and going for 8k steady, you want to go out 5k, but build in, you know, six sets of steps, full gas, like you're going to do in the race. So the whole goal of this podcast is start thinking about race replication. So start reverse engineering the demands of your event. Are you hoping to target a Mallorca 312 next year? If you're hoping to target a Mallorca 312 next year, as you get real close to that event, your demands of your training need to mimic the demands of that event. But when we build that back, and that's why I was hosting webinars this week on the Roadman Blueprint. And what the Roadman Blueprint is, it deconstructs your events. So in each macro block leading up to a target event, you're working on a KPI. So that key performance indicator that we define as valuable for your event. So it could be a 4-week sprint block, followed by a 4-week VO2 block, followed by a 4-week threshold block, followed by race specific block, building in and deconstructing your event. So when you get there, it's not a shock to the system and the body's like, yeah, I know what's going on. I've been doing this all winter. I'm ready. Instead of riding around, like I talked about earlier in the week, like a headless chicken. Roadman, they are three sessions that you need to be incorporating into your training this cyclocross season. Thanks for listening, and arrivederci from Girona. Hey Roadman, it's Anthony again. Just before you head off, real quick, I just want to mention the Roadman Blueprint. It's the ultimate coaching package. It's 4 months long. It's 4 months of one-on-one coaching sessions with your own professional Roadman cycling coach. It's 4 months of strength and conditioning plans, so you never need to worry about, is this strength conditioning plan aligned with my cycling goals? It's 4 months of nutrition plans to fuel all that. It's 4 months of biohacks, which you know I love so much, and I'm getting to pick the brain of all these experts. And it's 4 months of motivation to make sure you never miss a session, and every single session you hit it with commitment and with purpose. The whole package, it's €997. I have a limited number of places on the Roadman Blueprint. If you're interested in getting started, pop me an email on admin@roadmancycling.com. This is the ultimate coaching package for those looking to take their cycling and their performance to the next level.